Vegans have long been denied, well, many things, frankly, but one of the things that must really rankle is a tasty egg white substitute. So, aquafaba is here. It provides an ingenious way for you to veganize your egg white recipes. And funnily enough, you've been pouring this ingredient down your drain. It's the murky water from canned beans. Buffy Gorilla investigates.
I had read about a vegan egg white substitute, and even as a non-vegan, my interest was piqued. To find out more, I went to the source, Goose Wolt, a vegan and the man responsible for bringing aquafaba to a wider audience. What exactly is aquafaba?
Aquafaba is the common name, as I like to call it, of the liquid that you would find in either a can of peas or box peas, beans, or chickpeas, or the liquid that's left over from cooking it yourself. It's that slimy liquid that most people just pour down the sink.
How did you discover that this was something that could be used for something else?
In March of last year, I had just gotten done spending a few months in the kitchen working on vegan eggs, basically. When my wife at the time turned vegan, and when I turned vegan, one of the things that we missed was being able to fry like an egg in the pan. There's just something satisfying about that. And so what I was trying really hard to do at the time was figure out how to make basically a replica of that using starches and proteins and some ideas that people had thrown around on the web. So I'd spent a lot of days in the kitchen sort of mixing things together and trying that. And then I got tasked with making meringues for an upcoming Passover Seder. So I had to switch gears, and so I spent a few weeks in the kitchen working on meringues based on everything that I could find online, which are essentially starches, flax seed, things like that. And you can make meringues with those sorts of things that come out looking beautiful, but they all taste like cardboard. My wife heard about this video where someone had whipped the liquid in a can of chickpeas to make a foam out of it, and then mixed it with chocolate to make a mousse.
No way. I had to give this a try and see for myself. Goose's two-ingredient meringues sounded foolproof. I have the ingredients, so my husband Ben and I head into the kitchen. I've added one tin of bean water to a domestic stand mixer that's fitted with the whisk attachment. We're going to turn the whisk onto medium-high to get us started. We're starting to see some bubbles forming in the bottom of the bowl. It's starting to get a little bit foamy. Here we go. Slowly adding this half a cup of granulated white sugar to my aquafaba mixture. It's really quite unbelievable. It really does look like egg whites.
But it does have that bean smell. Maybe that will go away with the sugar and the baking. I don't know. I
kind of hope so. All right, we're going to increase the speed slightly. We want to work more air into the meringue. I'm not seeing the peaks that you normally see when you've got egg whites that you're whipping, but maybe we'll get there in the end. So now it's been going probably for about 5 minutes. One of the things we also need to make sure of is that the sugar has dissolved. So you can take a little bit and rub it between your fingers and see if you feel any granulated sugar texture.
Okay, what temperature do we put them in at?
It says bake these tasty vegan meringues at 100 degrees C for 1.5 hours.
We dry them out rather than roasting them.
I'm going to stop the mixer. I'm a little bit nervous. The bowl is now 100% tipped over. We are not seeing any slide.
It's staying exactly where it is.
Oh, it's lovely and white. The peaks are stiff. I'm testing to see if the sugar has dissolved. It is smooth on my fingers.
And how does it taste?
A lot like what you'd expect of a meringue. Okay, I've whipped up my aquafaba, but what makes whipping it like an egg white possible? I go ask Goose.
I mean, I studied it for a good 6 months or so afterwards. The thing about aquafaba that makes it kind of neat is that If you go and look in the literature for processing legumes and cooking legumes, you'll see as you cook, like a chickpea, for instance, the proteins and starches and all the rest of this material, which includes some natural vegetable gums, they all come out of the bean into the cooking water in the ratio you need. So I think it's really about that trifecta of the proteins, the starch, and the rest of the material. We don't know fully what it is.
All right, I've got baking tray, baking paper. I'm going to start dolloping a teaspoon of aquafaba meringue onto the baking tray. Just by looking at it, I don't think you would be able to tell the difference between this and egg whites. We're gonna pop them into the oven.
So where are you putting that shell?
I'm putting it halfway down and closing it up. I'm now going to set a timer for 1.5 hours. Now the meringues are in the oven, and I'm curious about what other goodies can be made with this magic liquid. I asked Goose how far we can take aquafaba.
That's what I've been working on in sort of the last 6 months, that it's clear that you can't pour chickpea liquid in the frying pan, for instance, and fry it up like an egg white. Right? It just doesn't work. It just bubbles and disappears. What it does do, though, is capture some of the properties of egg whites and some of the properties of egg yolks. And so it's a very good sort of general egg replacer, very cheap one, easily accessible. And it captures a lot of waste that was previously thrown down the drain. There is a gap between what aquafaba does and what an ideal replica of an egg would be. Just the way it is, just straight out of a can, you can do some pretty amazing things. One of the less popular aspects of it, I guess, is sort of its emulsifying ability. There's a new company in the States that just came out with a mayonnaise, right, which is based on aquafaba. So you could take 3 tablespoons of aquafaba and you can emulsify 1/2 cup of oil with it and make an amazing mayonnaise instantly that tastes just like the real thing. And so you can do things like ice cream and butters and amazing icings, like royal icings, Italian meringue buttercream icings, things like that. So it's not just for meringues or even cookies and cakes and things like that. There's a wide wide amount of uses that you can use it for, just the way it is right now.
The timer has just gone off, and it has been about 1.5 hours that our aquafaba meringues have been baking in the oven. So let's go check them out. I'm gonna turn the oven off. They look quite lovely, actually. They look great. Little baby pillows. They lost their peak a little bit, but I'm going to pull one off really quickly from the baking paper. Oh, yes. It comes off quite easily. Oh, it's got a marshmallowy center. I'm going to break it in half and see what we get. Oh, nice crunch. A little bit saltier than a normal meringue.
But not unpleasant. No, that's good. That bean taste is gone.
I wouldn't have been able to detect that these were made from bean water.
I think that's success for aquafaba.
Bravo, aquafaba.
Goose Holt, who's a vegan and popularizer of aquafaba, speaking there with Buffy Gorilla. I'm Michael Williams, and this is Blueprint for Living on RN.